Now we come in the last part of this book here. The last thing is that David now wants to build a temple for the Lord. And verse 18, "And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of the Lord, went up as the Lord commanded. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, Wherefore is my lord the king come to see his servant? David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Araunah said unto David, Let my lord the king take an offer up that seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Araunah as a king give unto the king. And Araunah said unto the king, The Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Araunah, Nay, but I'll surely buy it of thee at a price. Now listen to David. Here is a noble thing that David says, and oh, that God's people would learn this today. We say, oh, we shouldn't mention finances in God's work today. Well, I recognize there's an overemphasis on it, and there's too much emphasis probably on that side. But listen to David, my friend. This man Araunah wanted to give him the threshing floor. David said, You can't give it to me. I'm going to pay you for it. Why? He says this, Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. God have mercy on folk today that are taking a spiritual free ride. May I say, pay your way. And God will honor you and God will bless you. Oh, today, I find that there are several groups, singing groups, and several pictures that have been made, Christian pictures. They couldn't even pay for these. They couldn't pay the expenses of the singing groups. You know why? God's people wouldn't give. And now they're charging. And they're having to charge, and the people criticizing them, oh, you shouldn't do that. But it's the same crowd that never gave anything. My friend, you can go to the Music Center in Los Angeles. I've never been there, never even been in it, but I'm told it'll cost you $5 to get way up in the balcony where you'd have to have the music pipe to you. You're so far away. But people will go hear wonderful Christian music or to a wonderful service, and they're blessed and give nothing. David says, I'll never offer to God that which costs me nothing. And I say, hallelujah, David. You're a remarkable man. In fact, there are very few men like you, even in this day. David says, I'll never offer to God anything that doesn't cost me something. And David bought the threshing floor. And you know where that threshing floor is? That's where the Mosque of Omar is today. That's where the Temple of Solomon was built. Temple of David, because David's the one who paid for the ground, my friend. And here is where the temple is to be built. We'll have to leave right off there today. We'll pick right up there next time, beginning in 1 Kings. I hope you have the notes and outlines, friend. If not, write in right away and ask for your copy.